partly sunny, high 85.
Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time now for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You're going to move. Start packing. Put this stuff away.
Listen as Anita and her guests give us all the inside information on how to make your property sell fast and at the best price.
First is landscaping. Clean up your yard. Get some color in that front yard, and it will have your home stand out on your block.
Buy at the best price. Get the best mortgage and all things real estate.
You get one chance. The house has to be stellar, and then when they come in person, it's got to smell good.
And now, here's Anita Hiles.
And welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And welcome, everybody, and welcome to WBOB. Glad to be with you this afternoon. And we have Kelly Nowak in the house, in the house. Yes.
That's a great introduction.
Yeah, Kelly's back.
She is,
and she is my co-host today.
Yes.
And so, you know, we'll still talk a little bit about new construction. As everybody, all you guys know, we've had her on before several times, and, you know, she works over at Tamiya.
That's right, between the city and the sea in Tamiya.
You know, I ripped that off from you guys.
Did you?
You guys should put a patent on that, because I'm using it all over town.
Oh.
That's
all Jacksonville, right? Yeah. Between the city and the sea.
It is. It really is. And it's such a, it's a
great
nice
description, isn't it?
Yeah. It really is. I love it.
We have good marketers.
Marketing. I might have to use them or borrow them, because that is a nice little logo.
It is.
For you folks. And of course, I live right by there. Of course, yep. I wish I lived in Tamiya, but, but I don't.
It's a beautiful place.
It really is. Mm-hmm. It's a fun place. And you guys are always a pleasure to work with.
Thank
ICI
you.
Homes. And we can't say that about everybody in the new construction business.
You know, we've had a lot of delays in new construction right now.
A lot.
It's all about communication. And I know people are frustrated.
It.
And yeah, and they say, oh, building it. But we set those expectations in the beginning. Hey, this is what's going to happen. And I think that helps people feel a little bit better.
We're supposed to close in July, but it's most likely going to be October.
Yeah.
You know, and so it helps, because that communication is so important with anything right now, because there could be, in fact, like right now, we're supposed to have a 15-day close, but we just found out that there was a lot of letters from the HOA, and rightfully so. The house looks like a dump.
Oh.
And so there's lots of letters and violations, and they want it fixed prior to closing.
Oh, geez.
Well, we were supposed to close Friday.
Aww.
So even simple things like that, you know, because I even offered to, okay, why don't we just tell the HOA that we'll fix it and you know, give us a 3-week window period.
Yeah.
Because they're going to do some upgrades on the inside, and they're going to trim all the trees outside. They're going to do a lot of
landscaping. They're doing a lot anyway.
They're going to do it. So, well, I guess either they didn't ask or maybe whatever, but they're going to delay closing until November.
Oh, see, there's even delays in resales.
Oh, yeah.
Now, with new build, now you have, what, some supply chain problems?
Yeah, well, we're a small enough company where we're pretty nimble, so we're able to kind of, you know, windows we can order, they are on delay, we can order them, like, right at contract instead of waiting until frame, like we did before. Some things you can't spearhead, like toilets. You can't, you know.
And these things you're waiting on.
Some things we are waiting on. Yeah. We had our division president going to Home Depot's looking for supplies recently.
So, got a toilet we can.
That's right. So in our poor models, like, you know, we're ready to close a house, but we need a dishwasher. So our models, you walk in any of the models at any given time and you have appliances missing and, you know. Yeah, we do
so
what we got to do.
It's interesting. It's, you know, you have to be patient. But the cool
you
thing
do.
About you guys is you do communicate. I have some great clients right now that actually I got from the owners of the radio show here. And we were supposed to close with a company in it was July. But we've had just hitting roadblock after roadblock after roadblock.
Yeah.
And
that's stressful.
Yeah, there wasn't a whole lot of communication. And so now we're in this group text.
Okay.
And half the time I want to throw my phone out the window. So it's even like the VP of the company is in that text.
Oh.
Yeah. And so, you know, everyone's on that text.
Yeah.
And, but we still can't seem to get things done.
Oh, eeks. Yeah.
And so things happen.
They happen.
You know, and so the main thing, though, is that communication, like you said.
Yeah.
Because in this situation, if communication had been there from the beginning, everything would be perfect.
Yeah. Not what you want to hear, but you're at least
informed.
Yeah. That's what we run into.
We can deal with the fact that we're not closing in July, but it would have been nice to know prior to July.
That's right.
Because my clients sold their home.
Oh.
And so, you know, they're homeless. And so, okay, now
that's
we have to.
Fun.
I didn't think you were really going to say that because I was about ready to just come in and say, are they homeless? And you said it.
They
that's
are.
A common word we hear a lot right now.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. In fact, they were asking me if I had an extra room. It's like.
I know. I always feel so bad because I'm an empty nester now. So I have like 3 extra bedrooms.
Yes.
And I'm like, when people are like, I have no place to live, I want to give up, you know, a bedroom. And then I'm like, yeah, that's probably not a good idea.
But you heard about Anita's bed and breakfast.
Yes. That's right.
Exactly. Now I'm passing that torch to
that's
you.
That's right.
But luckily, I like my clients. And, you know, I was like, yeah, I'm good with it.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll get any work done.
Yeah.
But, so it's frustrating because, you know, we have things like that where they sell their homes and then it's like, okay, now you have to rent a place.
Yeah.
And then you have to find a place that you can rent month by month.
Yeah.
And which
that's
is hard.
That's not easy to find either. Yeah, that's hard to find too.
And so we're like posting it on Facebook. Hey, we need a place.
Yeah.
You know, luckily somebody came through. So
nice.
Yeah. And,
takes a village.
It does sometimes. It does sometimes. And, but like you said, it's that communication. Mm-hmm. And you guys are real good about, you know, prepping people to let them know.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, there's gonna be delays.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now I just tell people when they buy new construction, okay, it's anticipated to close in July, but, you know, give or take 3 months.
Yeah, don't quickly sell your house. And
yeah. Yeah. If you don't need to,
don't do that.
For lending purposes. You don't need to sell your home, then we'll sell it, you know, about as soon as we know that we're going to be closing in about 45 days. Because now, if you can't sell a home in 30 days, something's wrong.
That's right.
Yeah. Something's real wrong.
Yeah.
The house has to be ugly.
That's right. And dirty.
And dirty. Got to be nasty if it stayed on the market for longer than 30 to 60 days. But
no pink toilets. No.
Yeah. But they're out there.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. We just bought one that had, it's all pink.
Yeah.
It is.
Kind of amazing, but not what you probably want to use.
But. Yeah, but it's an easy fix. It's like, okay, let's do it the cheap way. Let's put lipstick on the pig. Okay. Let's just spray it on. Let's just spray and
right over the porcelain.
Exactly. And you know what? If those people know what they're doing, it does look like a brand new bathroom when they're done.
Yeah.
And so it's an easy fix, really, to get rid of those green bathrooms or those pink or yellow even.
Yeah.
You know, and so there was even a pink toilet. So
nice.
And those are kind of cheap fixes, really. You can easily get rid of those for less than $1,000.
Yeah.
Less than $800.
Yeah.
So, you know, for $300-$400, you can get rid of those colors and spray on white and simple.
Simple. Sell it
fast. And it looks better.
Since you're in Florida, though, you know, you never know. A pink toilet might be like, this is the special flamingo. The flamingo.
Flamingo. Absolutely.
You know, in Florida.
This is our color.
That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Hey, we've got such
so
a great show. So
that.
I want
so
you to want you to stay with us because we're going to talk a little bit about Zillow, Open Door, and Redfin. Some news came out. Guess what? They're not going to buy any more homes. Imagine that. We're going to talk a little bit about the market and why people are moving to Jacksonville.
Yes.
So
I was surprised some of the places.
I know.
There was like a top 25 list on the internet I saw last night or the night before.
Yes.
And Jacksonville is
we're still up there.
It's because the Jags won on Sunday.
Yeah,
that's why.
That's
exactly why.
They're like, this is a winning city now.
Yeah. Thanks to sunshine.
Yeah,
well, we actually won.
We need more sunshine.
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
This is Ryan Profit with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. We're local, we are veteran owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953, equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. Your future is bright.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside, Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. That's easy for somebody else to say, I guess, today. But I'm excited to be here, and as it shows. And we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in the market. But first, everybody knows that I'm doing all kinds of projects in my house. My chairs came in. I actually have a formal dining room now.
Yes.
And they're absolutely gorgeous. So probably in the next couple of days, I'll post some pictures with my mural and my cool kind of, it's got a mid-century modern touch to it.
That mural is amazing.
It is. I love
that
it.
That is amazing.
I love it. I love going home every day now.
Yeah.
Where before I didn't.
Gray's was not the same feeling as
No, Gray's
the
not
mural.
The same feeling, especially during COVID. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
You hear the dreary news and then you go home to a gray house and it's like, somebody please.
What about that pink toilet?
Yes. Oh, that's what we need to get, Anita. We need to find one of those.
Go. That would be cool, wouldn't that?
Something tells me you would go for it, but it's a little.
Yes, I would.
Some people wouldn't.
Yes, I would. With how my house looks right now, it would match perfectly.
Yeah, that's right.
But you've got some interesting things going on in your new home that you
are building
by ICI Homes.
Yeah. So ICI is actually building my personal home right now. And my husband and I are new empty nesters. So we've created this house that is a place for people to gather and eat and drink.
It's going to, you know, just to cut the chase, it's going to be the party house. I'll let you guys all know where the party's going to be.
That's right. It will be. And we were super excited for that. But Bill found a meat ager. So it's the size of a refrigerator. And we will have a kitchen with a meat ager and wine
and
cheese.
And the old guy that delivered it wanted to know if you liked old meat. That was nice.
Which was the creepiest thing ever.
But I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Is he going on the road?
Yeah. She told her husband that one day you're not here.
That's right. And I have to accept this meat ager and talk about old meat. I don't, whatever. but we got the renderings for the kitchen. So one of the neat things with ICI is you can customize your kitchen. So we're customizing the kitchen. We're doing a big stove. We're doing the meat ager and, you know, kind of making it the way it would fit our family. So it's kind of a neat process.
That is. And so what exactly does a meat ager do? Does it?
I'm not really sure.
So I mean, like,
it makes my husband very happy. So
because you can put cheese in there as well.
Yes. And it's glass. So it picture a glass wine refrigerator.
Because I want to get I want to buy a cow.
Yeah.
I know that sounds crazy, but
okay. A little bit.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, with how expensive everything is, I'd rather just go to a farm and buy a cow and have, you know, maybe go in with a few friends. And
I've heard of a lot of people.
A lot of people are doing that right now.
We'll do that with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm all in on that.
And that enhances the taste of the meat, I assume.
I guess. Bill told me that he was going to be cooking for me. So I said, whatever.
Well, he's going to be cooking for us.
Everybody.
All right. Well, you already got it made anyway.
That's right.
Yes. Remember me, Bill?
That's right. So it's really neat to go through that process and customize this kitchen with our meat ager. So it's a conversation piece. I mean, look, we're talking about it.
So. I know. And that's so cool, though. It's something different that, you know, that most people don't have. And here, you know. That's kind of a cool thing, especially if you're like me and you're into meat, because I have to have red meat.
Yeah.
It must be my blood type or something, but I get very angry you know.
Just give me a big steak.
Just give me a steak.
That's right.
The bigger the better and the thicker the better. I am happy as can be.
So we'll make sure, Anita, when you come visit, we have a big steak for you.
Yeah.
Or part of that cow.
Yes. Yes. Well, we'll definitely talk more about that.
Yeah.
But my house, my living room is almost done. I got a few things coming in that I ordered on Esty. And if you guys have never gone to Esty, it's just interesting because people put things on that they're selling, but they're nice things. It's like, you know, carpenters actually, you know, making. And I rather, heck, to me, those are art pieces.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to sound like a dem right now, but I love art and I love, you know, art pieces in my house. Mm-hmm. And so I've got two unique things coming in that are going to be really nice. It's going to add a nice touch to my living room. And I will definitely post those on my Facebook page at Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. And I need some more likes on that. So if you guys don't mind going on there, I would greatly appreciate it. It would be awesome to increase my likes on there. So please go to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles and like it. I post things on there on occasion. It's not something I constantly, you know, post every 2 seconds on it. So, but I would like to increase that for sure. If you guys have questions for us, please give us a call at 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600. We would love to have your real estate questions. And we have Kelly Nowak in the house.
Whoop, whoop.
So from ICI Homes being my co-host today. And we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in the market. Because, you know, we talked about earlier that it's hard to get things. And I don't know, but I noticed going back, of course, we never stopped working at Realty Executives. We were actually busy.
Yeah, you guys were really busy.
Throughout the whole thing. So we really didn't have time off, even though we were closed for the Florida was shut down for about 60 days. Mm-hmm. We were out there working because we were essential workers. Mm-hmm. So we were okay with the governor's approval to work during that time frame. And we did. But everything's been kind of busy and chaotic with everybody kind of going back to work. And one thing I notice is that people aren't nice anymore.
Oh.
Not as, I should say people aren't as nice anymore.
They're a little grumpy.
Everybody, you know, because there's so many delays on everything.
Yeah.
You know, and you go into restaurants and the service isn't as good. And then we forget, we'll be sitting there going, oh my God, this is, you know, this is horrible. And then we go, oh, that's right. Let's just be grateful these people are in here working, you know, instead, you know, let's leave a good tip, you know, because they're actually working and they're trying to do the best they can. And so I think we forget about that. Just, you know, instead of just being grateful for what we have right now, because we know everything is not at full capacity because people aren't back at work 100%. So people tend to be a little grumpy.
Mm-hmm.
Even real estate agents.
Yeah. You just smile and give them praise.
Yeah. You know, and you know, and there's days that I'm probably not at full capacity either. But we have to, you know, just pull through it. It's like we have to try to remind ourselves we need to make this good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because this is what we have to work with.
That's right.
Let's make it work.
Yes.
Let's find a solution. Let's not complain about the problem, but let's find a solution. These are the cards that we're dealt.
Find the win-win.
Let's find the win-win card. Yeah. Let's find the bingo because we can't get, you know, our toilets are pink. And
But some people like them.
Yes, wood is hard to come by.
Yeah.
You know, and things like that. So we have to just work with what we have.
Yeah.
And let's make it the best we can. Sometimes it's hard.
Yeah.
It really is. Did you guys find that too? I mean, it's... And like you said, communication is the best thing.
It is. It's really hard when somebody's picked out their home and they realize that the floor has been discontinued that they absolutely fell in love with, right?
Yes.
And it's disappointing, but I mean, it's just, you still have to be grateful that you have a roof over your head, that you can afford a beautiful new home, but it's hard.
I always look at those things and I try to stress with my clients that, okay, it just wasn't meant to be. There's something out there that is better that is meant to be in your house.
That's
so let's figure out what that floor is so we can get that in for you.
Yeah.
You know, and because, we have to be the cheerleaders.
We do every day.
Things are changing every day. I know Monday.
Yeah, I know.
Monday, I went by my favorite gas station and I didn't have time to stop and I knew I was going to regret it. It was 3:07.
Oh.
3:07. On Tuesday morning when I went by, it was 3:29.
Yep.
So all I've got to say is, thanks, Joe.
Go!
Oh.
Exactly. It's like my sister's in town, Nelda, and I'm grateful that she's here and she extended her stay. But we went to see my son because he's going to be getting deployed, and that was a great visit. But it cost me, you know, $3.09, I think, for gasoline. It's the first time it cost me over $50.
Yeah, to fill up.
Yeah, it's like, oh my God.
Well, I think it's, what, over a dollar more than it was last year at this time?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been...
we're getting out a little more, driving a little more. Yeah.
Well, let me give you some numbers, because it has increased a little bit, which I'm grateful that our inventory is increasing slowly. But overall, of all properties, including townhomes and condos, we have 3,356 homes.
Wow.
And for single-family homes, we have 2,511. Now, if the 1% realtors were working constantly, we'd probably be out of inventory in 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
But.
Sure. Just the pink toilets would be left.
Yes, exactly. They'd be at the curb.
That's right. Bill just sent me a text message. It's a dry ager. It ages the meat.
Okay.
In case anybody.
Oh, so it's not really a meat ager.
It's not a meat ager. It's a dry ager.
That does sound a little more polite.
Oh, yeah. Huh?
Okay.
It'll be tasty for the parties. That's what I know.
Well, give us a call with your real estate questions at 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600. And we're going to talk a little bit about the market of 2022 and talk about what hit the news about Zillow.
Mm. Nice.
Yes.
Wow.
Can't wait.
It's all coming up right here.
Right here.
Rapid Fire Real Estate. We got a great show. left ahead, still a half hour. So if you want to get in, give us a call, 904-831-0600. You got a question on what we're talking about, call, that'll be fine. Or you can call in, talk about what you want to talk about.
AM 600 and 101.1 FM, the conservative voice of Jacksonville, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Potential human remains were found Wednesday in a Florida wilderness area, along with items believed to belong to Brian Laundrie, whose girlfriend Gabby Petito was found slain after he returned home alone from their cross-country road trip, according to the FBI. Michael McPherson, chief of the Tampa FBI office, said at a news conference that it will take time to identify the remains, which forensic teams were examining. McPherson said they were found near a backpack and a notebook linked to Laundrie. Laundrie's parents, Chris and Roberta Laundrie, took part in the search Wednesday with the FBI and police from Northport, Florida, more than a month after Laundrie was reported missing after heading to the vast Carlton Reserve Park. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 152 points, the NASDAQ dropped 7. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good day, I'm Patrick Johnson. All Duval County Public Schools full-time employees will now get paid time off for COVID-19 emergencies, and now there's also a cash incentive for them to get vaccinated. This comes after the school board unanimously provided those vaccine incentives. The admitted Stonewall Douglas High School shooters pled guilty to 17 counts of first-degree murder and 17 counts of attempted first-degree murder. Nicholas Cruz was allowed to read a statement to the victim's relatives after making the plea.
I am very sorry for what I did, and I have to live with it every day, and that if I were to get a second chance, I will do everything in my power to try to help others. And I am doing this for you, and I do not care if you do not believe me, and I love you.
There will be a separate trial for his sentencing, which will either be life in prison without parole or death. In Glynn County, Georgia, 8 potential jurors advance in the Ahmaud Arbery slaying trial. Dozens more will need to be cleared before a final panel of 12 jurors and 4 alternates can be seated. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
There's major delays because of an accident on Southside Boulevard northbound at Atlantic Boulevard, blocking all the lanes there. Also, there's an accident on the East Beltway 295 northbound at the ramp to Bay Meadows Road. And there's another crash on the East Beltway 295 northbound at St. John's Bluff Road, blocking the left lane. Mostly cloudy tonight. Expect low 61. Thursday, partly sunny. High 85.
Hi, my name is Carl, and I recently graduated from City Rescue Mission's Life Builders Addiction Recovery Program. Before coming to CRM, my life looked normal, but behind it all, I was hiding my battle with a drug addiction. While I used drugs to escape feelings of loneliness, in the end, I ended up losing everything and was more alone than ever. I finally realized that I could not overcome my addiction on my own, and that is when I found myself at the doors of City Rescue Mission. During my time at CRM, I have found that I am not alone in life or in spirit. I have overcome my addiction, have a renewed relationship with God, and look to help others. The mission truly is a beacon of hope and a place that restores lives.
I'm Paul Stassi, Executive Director of City Rescue Mission. This is just one example of the many lives who have been transformed here at CRM, and we couldn't do it without you. Would you continue to help us to provide hope, healing, and change for those in need? Visit us at crmjax.org to learn more or make a donation.
I'm Mark Kinder with Affordable Water. If you have a water treatment system for your home or business, be sure that you have your filter changed periodically. If you don't, solids can build up in the filter and your system becomes less effective. Affordable Water can make sure your system has filters with the correct micron rating. We can take care of anything else you need to have the best water available. Affordable Water, 262-0197. That's Affordable Water, 262-0197. License number W32.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And we are here to service you throughout the state. We have over 24 offices between Northeast Florida and all the way down to the Keys. We're located throughout the United States, and we are an international company. Lord.
That was even before happy hour.
I know. And so we are an international company, and we're here to be of service to you. And if you'd like me to list your house and you mention the radio show, then you get a very nice discount. So make sure you give me a call. My personal cell phone is 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552. Leave me a message, please, and I will get back to you right away.
And you guys do such a great job. You have such professional realtors that are in your office. You do an amazing job. It's really nice to see that professionalism from you guys.
Yes. You know, between David Youngblood and Betty Layton, I've got a small office.
Yeah, but they're powerful people.
They are. You know, I'm very picky. And so, you know, I'm not one of these offices that have 20 or 50 people. Mm-hmm. I have a team concept office that we work together. And our goal is we work with our clients and we let them know how we operate because our job is to get as much money as we can for them because it's important.
It is.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is
That's their investment.
I know for me, it's my investment. I want to get every dime out of my house.
Right.
So now, when I say that you would be collaborators, would that be a good way to say it?
Sure.
Because, because sometimes you're working, say, for a client, but maybe David comes in and makes some suggestions, or if you're
sure.
And then Betty, we know that she's top notch. So,
even though I'm the manager of the office and I work with everybody there, I don't have all the answers. I just don't, you know, and that's one thing was great about police work for me is that it always changed every day. And really, real estate changes every day.
It totally
does. The laws
does.
Change
yeah.
Very rapidly, and you have to keep up to date. I don't have all the answers. And so sometimes I call Betty and say, hey, didn't you have this happen to you? And you know, how did we solve that? And so we work together. We're all equal in our
That's
office.
That's really important.
And, you know, every once in a while I have to have the final say, but not very often.
That's important, yeah.
Yeah, it's actually pretty nice.
Big advantage for the buyers and sellers.
It is.
You're involved with.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Big time.
And since, as I always put it, my face goes out front of your house.
That's right.
You know, I have a reputation to keep.
You do, yeah.
And so it's important that we do a very good job and that we make sure that your house is properly presentable and it looks great, it smells great, and that things are trimmed up in the front. And sometimes if you can't do it and we have to do it, we're out there.
That's right.
Or I might hire somebody, whichever. But you know, if we can't, we get it done.
I love it. You
because
guys do
it's all
awesome
about
job.
Money. It's all about putting money in your pocket.
Yeah.
Can we leave your house ugly?
Yeah.
Dirty?
No.
Yeah, we can. But why would we?
Right. It's the customer service aspect of it. Yeah. You guys do.
And you know, when I say dirty, it's like, you know, it's our own juju in the house.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter whose home it is. We think our house is clean, but it's that deep cleaning.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, and it's so funny because when people come back, they go, oh my God, I thought my house was clean.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, your house was clean.
Yeah.
It's just that this is the deep cleaning, you know, the baseboards getting, you know.
Yes.
You know, just the little things.
The little
things. That, you know, we, even myself, take advantage of and we just kind of miss over it. And, you know, because it's just, we do a normal cleaning of our home every week or every other day, whatever your schedule is. But we try to get in there and really do a scrubbing before our photos. That way it just shows and it smells and it looks great. And it's amazing what a difference and how much more money that can put in your pocket versus if you don't do it.
Well, real estate is emotional, right? So people walk in and they're like, I love it. It looks great. It looks clean. They picture themselves there. If it's dirty and gross, they don't, you know, they're like,
No, they walk out.
They get a yucky feeling. Yeah.
They walk out. So emotional. And I use this example. I know you folks have heard this before, but, you know, we went to an expired listing, Betty and I, and knocked on the door. And as soon as she opened it, we knew why it was on the market for over 200 days.
Mm.
Yeah. The smell.
Oh.
But when you walked in her house,
yeah,
it looked great.
Oh. It so looked, how do you do it, something
it,
like
it,
that?
It looked clean.
Yeah.
Everything was in its place. And she had a bulldog and they sweat.
Oh.
Apparently.
Yeah, so change out your filters.
Yes, and
deep
so
clean.
You know, her throw rugs.
Yeah.
Her sofa. And so we actually got the listing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because the last realtor never told her what the issue was. And because it's hard. It's hard.
Yeah. That's somebody's pride and joy. And you're
again,
telling them
her
that,
house,
yeah,
you know,
just smelled like dog.
It smelled like dog.
Yeah.
And excuse me, a lot of people weren't even going in the house. They would just turn around. And she said, yeah, I would take my dog out for a walk. And she goes, I didn't even make it down the street. And I see them driving down the street.
Aww.
She goes, I had no idea, you know, what was the problem. Well, we explained what the problem was, and we took care of it for her. And literally, it sold that weekend that we put it on the market.
Oh, wow.
And it was a simple fix. It really was.
See, and that's great customer service that you guys offer, right?
You know,
you told her the truth, rectified it.
And we're sensitive with it, but we do. I mean, that's why we're employed.
Yeah, that's right.
We're not employed to sugarcoat it and to have everything, you know, look like sound like HGTV. It's real. It's real. And our job is to put money in your pocket, and we will do what it takes to get every cent out of your home. We squeeze it.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, we do. We do everything we can. And and I know so does Betty and the rest of the team. But it's interesting. We have some interesting information.
Yeah, this is really interesting.
And, you know, what's funny is Zillow is claiming that it's not anything other than, oh, it's just supply and demand. We have too much inventory. No, it says you guys are overpriced. Price your homes right and they'll sell and you won't have all your inventory.
So for people who aren't aware, Zillow is purchasing a lot of resale homes in the area, right?
They're an iBuy program.
And sellers can stay in their house until they're ready to move, and they just move out, no repairs, whatever, right?
Right.
Yeah. And it's, I've had friends that have sold to Zillow or other, what is the other one? Open Door.
Open
and
Door and Redfin does that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And some of them do have huge fees. You have to give them, basically, even though they say that you're not paying commission, well, you're giving them like 10% on top of everything. And that's,
and then you don't have the human experience, which is really rough because sometimes you just want to get a person on the phone.
Yeah, when we do deals with them, we're not really everything's via email. They won't pick up the phones. In fact, one of them, if you call them, it'll tell you that this number isn't used for answering. It's a text.
That's crazy because real estate is a total relationship-based business.
When you're talking a lot of money.
Yeah.
I want to talk to somebody.
Yeah, of course.
I want to have a conversation and know how you're going to do this to benefit me because it's about me. And I want to know how you're going to do it because there's a lot of people I can interview.
Right.
And so what keeps you apart from everybody else?
Yep.
Well, we have a phone number that says, we don't talk to you.
That's right. We have a website.
Or respond to an offer that your agent might put in.
Yeah.
I just had that recently. And I, you know, trying to get a hold of somebody, you can. It's like, hello.
Yeah.
It's me. I'm the one that put in the offer that was a good, solid offer.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, we did get it. Oh, and this is, of course, by email.
Yeah, that's not fun.
We're not used to that.
No. It's about relationships, right?
Yeah, because we have buyers
that
want to know. And here, you know, days have gone by. And so we're going to figure out why it is that their iProgram has been on hold. And It's on hold until 2022.
Hmm.
So, and it's because of supply and demand.
They probably aren't making much of a margin either, right? Their margin
they're not making money on this.
Their margins
they make money other ways, though.
Yeah.
But we have a little bit more for you when we come back. And give us a call, please. 904-831-0600. 831-0600. And we'll tell you some positives, too, about these companies as well. So stay tuned. We've got more for you here on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
Thank you, Anita. And that number once again, 904-831-0600. It's Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
This is Ryan Proffitt with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. We at Future Home Loans were recently recognized as being among the top 100 brokers in the United States. We have hundreds of options so you can leave the shopping to us. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. Want to know more? Give me a call. Ryan Proffitt at 904-887-7926 or visit us at future.loans. That's future.loans. We're local with over 500 five-star reviews. We are veteran-owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953. Equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. That's future.loans. Your future is bright.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside, Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
And welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And we have Kathy on the line. Kathy.
Hi there.
Hello. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
We're doing well. How can we help you?
Well, my husband and I have two houses, one that we're currently renting, and it's going to be, the lease will be up at the end of January, and the one that we're going to be selling is the one that we're living in. And we haven't put it on the market yet, but we're getting very antsy, and we're wondering if we should put it on the market now with a contingent type of thing that, you know, they can move in February 1st, or do we wait?
And you plan on moving into your rental?
Yes.
You know, what's great right now is everything is selling at a good price and interest is low. I think it's going to continue. I do not have a crystal ball, though. So this is Anita's guesstimation, if you will.
Okay.
And I think it's going to continue to be okay through that time. And for probably, I'm anticipating most of 2022 is going to be fine.
Wow, and okay. You know what? I would just tell you too, Kathy, this is Kelly. I would just tell you as well, the stress on your family and trying to do the contingency might be really stressful.
Yeah, nobody does contingencies. I hate to tell you that. In this market, things are moving so quickly.
And that's stressful for your family, that I would just wait until the timing is just a little bit better, right?
Yes. Okay. Or what I do is, especially if you're going to move into your rental, is I know they're under contract, but a lot of times when I go speak with them and say, you know, they're going to put their house on the market. It might sell a little quicker than perhaps the end of your contract, but let's work out a deal. And so I've never had a problem with that. And a lot of times we'll give them back their deposit instead of holding that wear and tear. And and I help them find their next destination. So a lot of times they'll work with us in and so I go in there ahead of time to see if they're willing to work with you guys. And if they are, then we put your house on the market.
That's a great idea.
And then if it sells, that gives me time to then concentrate on them a little bit and see if I can find them a rental that they can move in after it closes. And
that is a great idea.
It is.
It is. It's, again,
we actually, so smart.
We actually did talk with him, and he loves the area that he's at right now so much, our area that he's going to buy a house.
Well, I can help him do that, too.
Yeah, right. I know.
So there you go. In fact, I did that on a last one that I had, same situation. And he goes, you know what? He goes, I've been putting off buying. And he goes, I'm ready to buy. And so I moved him into a nice condominium. So actually, it was a townhouse. But yeah, we can definitely do that. And again, if you mention the show, I give you a great deal on commission.
And you get great customer service.
You do. So, yes, the market is hot right now. I can't predict the future, but I'm thinking it's going to be okay, you know, come January and February. But
I really appreciate that. It's very comforting for us because, we see how good things are right now. And
they are.
You know, with so much talk with the economy and all that, we're just thinking things can turn on a dime, but it doesn't sound like that's likely.
You know, it can, but I don't like using the word smart with our current person, but that's up there. But I think he's going to keep real estate okay. The whole idea is to keep that interest rate low so people can still buy and sell real estate. And I think that's going to continue. We are going to see an increase in pricing. So, but that interest is going to stay low. So you're still going to be able to buy more of a home because that interest is low. Mm-hmm. So I think you're good.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Kathy. Yeah, I think
that was great advice.
I think the market is going to be okay.
I really do.
And not that the president has all to say, there's a lot of components that are involved in what goes on in the real estate market, but interest is staying at an all-time low, and it's going to continue to do that. We're going to see a little slowly, just like we have been, we're going to slowly see those home prices creep up.
Mm-hmm.
But with interest rates at an all-time low, we're going to still be able to buy more home for our money.
Sure.
So do you wait? No, because we don't know what's going to happen. Maybe mm-hmm. next summer interest rate goes up, and then guess what? Now you're buying less of a home.
Mm-hmm.
So you take advantage of the opportunity that presents itself right now, mm-hmm. and that is sell and buy.
Yeah.
Because especially our VA, with the interest down in the twos, it's like you can buy a lot more home.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
And the just the amount of money that can be lended has gone up as well, too. So
yeah,
it's a good, yeah. But I see so many people. I just had a customer last week. They quickly sold their house last year, almost a year ago, because they thought that was the height of the market and they were afraid there was going to be a crash. So they quickly sold their house. Now they're in a rental. They've been in a rental for a year. Their lease is up. They're wanting to buy something. The prices are up. And they're kicking themselves because they quickly, and now all the stress that they're feeling.
Yeah. And I know there's not a whole lot of inventory. Trust me, I will find you your home.
And that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Kathy really needs to give you a call because, you can help them in
and
so many
I'm going
to
have the conversation like you do is like, okay, I need you to be patient because this is different than it was last year.
It is.
Or in the last 2 years when we had tons to pick from and, we're going house to house.
Mm-hmm.
But I will find you that house. I've been doing well so far.
That's right. You've done well. Yeah. And Jacksonville, we just have so many people moving to the area.
We do.
We have a lot of people. I was telling you earlier that, we're still seeing people, coming in from California, the whole West Coast, the Northeast.
It's all those businesses that are moving here.
Even Miami now. I'm seeing a lot of people from South Florida coming up because they're like, oh, you guys have, change of seasons a little bit. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Especially South Florida, there's hardly any change.
No, it's 75 or 80 every day.
Right, right. Even in the wintertime. You can get a tan in February.
Yeah.
But the thing is that thing I was looking at online a couple of days ago, the number one destination from Jacksonville versus people going towards Miami, they were the number one city. A lot of people, more people are coming north than going south in Florida.
Yeah.
Yes, which is nice. We'll take them all day long.
Yeah.
Now, we were talking about Zillow and Open Door and Redfin and what we call the iBuyer program type real estate companies. And we know that because it's been all over the news here in the last 24 hours that Zillow is no longer going to purchase homes. Now, they say it's not a money issue, which I believe that. You don't have to tell us that. We know you got money. They say that it's more that they don't have on the ground workers and vendors, and they are now backed up with homes. But I don't even believe that. I honestly believe they're paying top dollar for these homes right now because it's that type of market. This is not a flip market. It's just not.
No.
And so even companies like this are paying a lot of money for these homes.
Mm-hmm.
So the good news is if you can get one of them to pay you top dollar,
mm-hmm.
grab it. I mean, it's all about putting money in your pocket.
That's right.
But you're going to see a lot of these companies taking hiatus because they're buying them at top dollar. And guess what? They're sitting on the market.
Mm.
They're sitting there.
They have their
accumulating
margins to
meet, days. But of course, if they don't respond to offers.
Well, that's right.
And what can I say?
That's right.
It was a good offer. I'm still going, hello. Ring a ding ding. Pick up the phone.
That's right.
Yeah, I like that. Great show today. A lot
of
great info.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I love being here.
Yeah, I think we're going to have you a little more often. I love having you, too.
You're a great co-host.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. I'm a good talker. So,
Yes, I agree.
What I used to get in trouble for now benefits me, I guess, right?
Yeah. We're a good team.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, in school, you're probably
too.
Tough in school.
Yeah.
And you want to listen next week because guess what? I'm going to take the chance and I'm going to have buyers and sellers.
Ooh.
Okay, some good.